All right, brothers and sisters, our scripture today comes to us from 1 Samuel. I'll be reading from 1 Samuel chapter 16. I'm going to read beginning with verse 1 and read down through verse 13. If you have your Bibles this morning, you're welcome to follow along with me. If you don't, you're welcome to listen as we hear the word of God from 1 Samuel. Now the Lord said to Samuel, "You have mourned long enough for Saul. I have rejected him as king of Israel. So fill your flask with olive oil and go to Bethlehem. Find a man named Jesse who lives there, for I have selected one of his sons to be my king." But Samuel asked, "How can I do that? If Saul hears about it, he will kill me." "Take a heifer with you," the Lord replied, "and say that you have come to make a sacrifice to the Lord. Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you which one of his sons to anoint for me." So Samuel did just as the Lord instructed. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town came trembling to meet him. "What's wrong?" they asked. "Do you come in peace?" "Yes," Samuel replied, "I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Purify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." Then Samuel performed the purification rite for Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice too. When they arrived, Samuel took one look at Eliab and said, "Surely this is the Lord's anointed." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Don't judge by his appearance or height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not see things the way you see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Then Jesse told his son Abinadab to step forward and walk in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, "This is not the one that the Lord has chosen." Next, Jesse summoned Shimeah, but Samuel said, "Neither is this one the one that the Lord has chosen." In the same way, all seven of Jesse's sons were presented to Samuel. But Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen any of these." Then Samuel asked, "Are these all the sons that you have?" "There is still the youngest," Jesse replied, "but he's out in the field watching the sheep and the goats." "Send for him at once," Samuel said. "We will not sit down to eat until he arrives." So Jesse sent for him. He was dark and handsome with beautiful eyes. And the Lord said, "This is the one, anoint him." So as David stood there among his brothers, Samuel took the flask of olive oil he had brought and anointed David with the oil. And the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David from that day forward. Then Samuel returned to Ramah. May the Lord add a blessing to both the hearing and the reading of his holy word. And let us pray together. Gracious God, we are thankful for the opportunity we have to come to you in worship. Well, thankful, Lord, for the way that your Holy Spirit has moved through our gathering thus far. And we pray, Lord, that your Spirit would continue to move among us. Lord, I pray that in the next few minutes that I might decrease in this place in order that Jesus Christ might increase. And I pray, Lord, that my words would be your words. And God, as always, we humbly ask that you would open our ears, open our minds, but most of all, dear God, open our hearts, so that the words that you have for us today might be more for us than simply more information. But we claim the promise, Lord, that your word will transform us, and we pray that your words would dig deeply within us, that they would transform us from the inside out. And all this, gracious God, we ask in the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, saying amen. If we could have the slide up. I don't know how many of you saw this story. It was from a couple of weeks ago. It was about a teenage girl in White House, Tennessee, named Kristen Lane, who had put on Facebook for sale this prom dress of hers. And because of that, she got a lot of negative comments from people, mostly about her appearance, particularly about her weight. And in essence, she was bullied for the way that she looked when all she was trying to do was sell a prom dress. Okay, that's good, Calvin. Thank you. You know, we sometimes are so focused on outward appearance that we can't really see anything else. A friend of mine told me this week, she's probably a little younger than me, maybe in her mid to late 40s, and she told me that somebody had told her that she needed to start saving up pretty soon for her facelift. And then she told me the person who told her that was her mother. Okay? And it gave me pause, particularly as I've been thinking all week about this story about the anointing of David by the prophet Samuel. And it made me think about how much we look on outward appearance, how much outward appearance affects us, and how much we make judgments based on outward appearance, how people look. And sometimes those judgments are good, sometimes those judgments are bad, but we're constantly, it seems to me, making judgments on how someone looks without thinking about what's most important. Which is why this story from the book of 1 Samuel really resonates with us. The king of Israel, the first king of Israel, Saul, had disappointed God. He had disappointed Samuel the prophet. And God says to Samuel, I want you to go and anoint somebody else the king. And God sends Samuel off to Jesse's house. And it seems that Jesse marches out all of his sons except one, the youngest, because somebody had to be tending the sheep and the goats. Samuel sees the presumably tallest and oldest of Jesse's sons come out, and what did Samuel immediately do? He made a judgment based on outward appearance. Surely this is it. Surely this is the one that I'm to anoint. But God said, nope, not that one, not the next one, not the next one, not the next one, and on down the line. Until finally, Samuel had to say to Jesse, are these all your sons? Have you got anybody left? Well, there's my youngest son, David, but you know, we left him out in the field tending the sheep and the goats. And the unspoken thing there is, we didn't think you'd want him. We didn't think you'd want him. And all of this is based on outward appearance. And it fascinates me, this one verse here in the middle, that really, really says, it's the whole story kind of revolves around this one verse. And it's verse 7. The Lord says to Samuel, don't judge by appearance or height, for I have rejected him. And this is very important. The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. The Lord looks at the heart. You know, this weekend we celebrate the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And one of the things you may not know about Martin Luther King Jr. was that he was a theologian. He actually had a PhD from Boston University. And one of Dr. Martin Luther King's greatest contributions to theology was this idea of imago Dei. That's a Latin word that I probably mispronounced, but I'm from Tennessee. That means in the image of God. In the image of God. You might remember in the creation story in Genesis, you might remember from Genesis chapter 1, this verse. This is chapter 1, verse 27. God created human beings in God's own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Dr. King believed that it didn't matter what the color of your skin was, or what you looked like, or where you were born. The important thing was to remember that each and every one of us as human beings are stamped with the indelible image of God. The image of God is within each and every one of us. And it fascinates me because I think this is what drove Dr. King to do the nonviolent protest that he did against the racism of his time. Because not only did Dr. King say that, hey, if you're an African American, you have the image of God stamped on you no matter what anybody else says. He also said that about the people that persecuted him, the white people. They have the image of God as well because we all have the image of God stamped upon us. And I think we'll be forever grateful for that idea that we are all created in God's image. And I wonder, brothers and sisters, what kind of world we would have, what kind of society we would have if we, especially those of us who are disciples of Jesus Christ, who are following Christ, if we stopped making judgments based on the externals and instead stopped to do what God does, which is to take some time to examine the heart, to examine the inner life. And I wonder how many times you and I, because we make these outward judgments, because we judge on appearances, we miss out on the beauty that someone might have on the inside, on the grace, the things that they might bring to our lives because we can't get past the externals. We can't get past the outward appearance. You know, brothers and sisters, sometimes I myself fall prey to this where you make judgments based on what people look like, and almost each and every time that I do this, God shows me something good in the person that I've made a judgment on. And it reminds me a lot of that old hymn we sang when we were children. Red and yellow, black and white, they are blessed in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. So perhaps on this Sunday, as we think about the story of Jesse, who could not see in his youngest son the fact that there was a king there, who was not able to see that in his youngest son, there was some promise of goodness, that there was something in his youngest son that God could use, but instead said, oh no, he's too little, he's too young, he's not going to work. I'm not even going to bring him out before God. And it turns out that young David, anointed by Saul, becomes the greatest king that Israel ever had, King David. King David, a person who God said, this is a man, this is a person after my own heart. And maybe today is the day that you and I can remember that it's not all about outward appearance. It's not all about what people look like on the exterior. But what our God is most important in is our hearts. And what is it that we're doing? How is it that we are on the inside? Because ultimately, it's not about what's on the outside. It truly is about what's on the inside. And appearances, brothers and sisters, can be deceiving. That is the truth. And may today be the day that you and I pause whenever we start to make a judgment based on outward appearance, whatever that judgment might be, that we might pause and say, let me get to know this person a little better. Let me see what's going on with their heart. And we might find ourselves just as surprised as Jesse was when he looks at his youngest son and sees that oil running down his head and realizes that he's looking at the next king of Israel. May we always look upon others with the eyes of God. And may God open our eyes to see beyond what is apparent on the outside And may God give us the grace, the wisdom, and the patience to see what's going on in the heart. Because that's the thing that really matters more than any outward appearance. It's what's going on in the heart. Amen.